It's time now for the Remembrance Project. Writer Alyssa Eli's look at the lives of people who've died. Today, she remembers a Springfield man whose work ethic drove everything he did.
For 43 years, Al Plass carried a gray bucket, augmented with duct tape, to the Smith & Wesson gun plant in Springfield. The bucket held a sandwich, white bread, margarine, American cheese, and meat, a banana, and a thermos of coffee. Assembly line hours were 7 to 3:30, but payment was by the gun, so Al stayed late. Home by 6, then gone again by 6:30, painting and wallpapering Springfield homes. His daughter, Deb Lantaine, remembers how each night ended.
Almost always the last thing he did before he went to bed at night was really clean his fingers. They looked like a laborer's hands in that they were blistered and calloused and that kind of thing. But they were clean, clean, clean.
Saturdays, he worked 7 to 12 at the plant. Sundays were for family. Al was a man of regularity, discipline without complaint.
I never had a sense that he was tired or even that stressed. No, never, ever a sense that he was tired. I remember he had migraine headaches. But see, he'd work through those. So then he would just come home and sleep.
Eventually, Al moved off the assembly line and into repair, so adept as a diagnostician that VIPs requested him.
He worked on Elvis Presley's guns. He was a big gun owner. I have an older sister who was a real Elvis Presley fan, so he used to love to tell her that he had worked on that gun, and of course they were exquisitely engraved.
He oiled and sanded and fussed with guns all day, yet never owned one.
Never. Not a one. Isn't that interesting? Not a one. If he were here, he'd say, I had no reason to have one.
Retired at 65, Al went right back to work in a Springfield funeral parlor. He loved the job, greeting mourners, tidying the lawn, driving families or bodies when asked. Alternating two black suits and a pair of polished shoes, he did this until he was 85. Al allowed himself the frugal luxuries of a disciplined man, cans of Union Leader tobacco and White Owl cigars. Later on, there was a used car, and eventually a new one.
His last one was a green Buick LeSabre, and you would have thought it was a Rolls Royce to listen to.
His greatest luxury was tending to family. When his three daughters were grown, instead of painting and wallpapering for clients after work at the gun plant, he painted and wallpapered their homes. He was never a man who said much. He was a man who worked.
Writer Alyssa Eli remembering Al Plass, who died in February, just 7 weeks shy of his 100th birthday. To suggest someone for Remembrance, email remember@wbur.org.